from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Listen, sports personality Aaron Andrews recently won $55 million in the Hotel Peep whole case. Now, many see it as a big victory for women when it comes to sexual harassment. Tom, even in 2016, sexual harassment is something many people still don't see as a serious matter. Even in the Aaron Andrews case, for example, there were folks who said publicly that Andrews' career opportunities increased because of the nude video that was taken through that peephole against her will and posted to the internet. Now, Tom, countless women deal with sexual harassment on a daily basis, but fighting back against it is an uphill battle. Here to help with that is Houston attorney Rhonda Wills. She's also, Tom, one of the stars of WeTV's upcoming docuseries, Sisters in Law. Good morning, Rhonda.
I love that title.
Good morning. How are you guys doing?
Really well. Glad to have you here because this is really a tough issue to deal with. Let's quickly define sexual harassment. When is it sexual harassment and when is it that someone is just joking?
Okay, so you can have two types of sexual harassment. One is called quid pro quo, and that's where your boss says, if you don't have sex with me, I'm going to fire you. The other type is the general hostile work environment, which is what we see most. And that's where someone makes inappropriate comments about how sexy you are, how good you look. Maybe someone's showing you porno in the workplace. Someone keeps asking you out and it's unwanted and you tell them no. Or someone invades your personal space or actually touches you or even propositions you for sex or makes inappropriate sexual jokes. All of that is a hostile work environment and it's illegal.
Well, a lot of women deal with the latter one that you talked about the work environment on a regular basis. I know I have. But why don't more women take legal action?
I think that more women don't take legal action because, number one, they think, oh, you know what, if I just ignore it, it's going to go away. And this is what I do for a living. I handle these cases all the time, and it's not going to go away. It typically gets a lot worse before it gets better. And usually it's the woman who's forced to end her career or her position at the company if she doesn't take swift action to make it stop.
Well, if you're not propositioned via email or something, more tangible, then how do you prove it? I mean, if there's a woman who's listening out here this morning that's dealing with sexual harassment, how does she build a case? How does she gather evidence?
I was a victim of sexual harassment. So when I talk to clients and potential clients, I know exactly how they feel because I've walked in their shoes. Getting emails, text messages, that type of evidence is super important. But it's also important for a woman to keep a journal, document every day what's happening to her in the workplace. Also, if there are witnesses, people that see what's going on, she needs to get statements from these witnesses, be able to identify who they are. She should also report the behavior. Oftentimes, if you just go to HR and report what's going on, that will cause the harasser to stop because there will typically be an investigation. But depending on the state that she lives in, a woman could actually record a man when he is saying inappropriate things to her and propositioning her. For example, in the state of Texas, it's okay to record someone. But depending on the state in which she lives, because there are different laws, you might actually be able to use your phone to record your harasser saying these inappropriate things to you.
You know, Rhonda, a lot of times...
You can record someone without getting their permission?
In the state of Texas, you can, as long as one person knows that it's being recorded. So if I know I'm recording you in the state of Texas, that's okay.
Yeah,
I have clients all the time that do that, and that's excellent evidence, especially in sexual harassment cases.
Oh.
Which is very easy to do on your iPhone, ladies.
Very easy to do. And you can screenshot if he's showing you something inappropriate. You can use your camera phone.
How do you know if you just feel uneasy about the conversation or if it really is sexual harassment under the law?
So it is a reasonable person standard. If it makes a woman feel uncomfortable and she asks the harasser to stop and he doesn't, then he's crossed the line.
How big of a deal is it finding the right attorney when it comes
to sexual
harassment?
The right attorney. Well, it's very important to find the right attorney because, first of all, you want someone who really understands you as a woman and what you're going through, because oftentimes this is really nuanced behavior. In other words, it's not going to be quid pro quo, do this or you're fired. It's more, kind of mind games that the harasser plays with you and sort of these crazy things that the harasser will do. I've seen everything. I mean, it's crazy. everything from showing porno, I mean, inviting someone into your office and then showing her porno rather than showing her the PowerPoint presentation that she's going to be making in a meeting.
So, yeah, a lot of, go ahead, Rhonda.
No, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Jackie.
No, I was going to say a lot of times when you go, you know, if a woman is in a situation where she needs her job, a lot of times when you go to HR, HR really is going to do what's best for the company. And if you're dealing with a manager or a boss is sexually harassing you, I mean, you could stand to lose your job. How do you advise clients in that situation when it's a situation where they can't afford to lose their jobs?
Well, the bottom line is, you are eventually going to lose your job if you don't take some action to stop the harasser. Mm-hmm. Because even if you give in to his demands will escalate. And eventually, when you decide, I'm not going to do this anymore, then it becomes worse. So it's a no-win situation. A woman has to always stand up, and it's important to stand up as soon as possible. If you go to HR and HR does nothing or you are terminated, that's something called retaliation, and that also gives you another legal cause of action.
Are you seeing this for men as well as women?
I've also represented men. Men have been sexually harassed in the workplace. Sometimes they're harassed by women, and sometimes they're harassed by other men. That happens all the time.
Mm.
What if you as a man or a woman, if you go along with a harasser for a while, let's say you go out to dinners and, it, you know, just because you feel pressure, you feel intimidation to go along with it. Let's say you go as far to have sex and eventually, you know, you're punished for that or let go or not given a promotion. Do you have any ground to stand on at that point?
Absolutely, you do. If at any point the person who's being harassed says, you know, it could even be a dating relationship, and then you decide, you know what, I no longer want to date you, the relationship is over. If the other person continues to pressure you to ask you out, to pressure you to have sex with them, that's harassment. Whether you had a prior relationship with that person or not, obviously that makes it a little more dicey in terms of proving the harassment. But if a client comes to me, we can build a case whether she actually went along with the harassment initially or even if she had a dating relationship with the harasser.
Can we talk about sisters-in-law for a minute?
Let's talk about sisters-in-law.
So give us the cast makeup. It's you and how many other attorneys? Four or five?
Well, it's me and five other women attorneys, and we are all friends. And we basically, years ago, formed a sisterhood. So we've all known each other for years. And so everything that you're going to see, all the drama you're going to see played out on the screen, the drama is real. I mean, we really are like sisters.
It's not a real housewives drama.
Y'all not going to be fighting and stuff, are you? Come on. Y'all are lawyers.
There will be no hair pulling. There will be no wine glass throwing. None of that.
Thank God.
Keep it classy.
Okay.
Keep it classy.
Can we?
And when does it start?
Starts March 24th, 9 Central, 10 Eastern Time.
It's next Thursday.
On WeTV.
All right.
All right, Rhonda.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
We are changing the game.
Good for you.
All right, good job, Jackie.
Thanks, guys.